FM 90.3 WJTL Cochran and Company's One Day Sidewalk Profits. You can have me. Good morning. It's 7:21.
Your weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, high of 65. Mostly cloudy for your overnight. There's a chance of some light rain, low down to 49. Winning Wednesday, clouds and 68. Currently, it's cloudy and it's 54.
Mindy and I are enjoying hanging out with Gail Rittenhouse. Gail, the executive director of Lancaster County Food Hub. Good morning again, Gail.
Well, good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here. You've been telling us a little bit about food insecurities and the people whose needs you're meeting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's really interesting in our community because Lancaster is really a pretty prosperous community. But there's actually over 50,000 individuals in our community suffering from food insecurity, which basically means they don't know how they're going to meet the food needs for themselves and their immediate family.
So what does a family with food insecurities look like?
The core of our ministry is to be the resource for these individuals to come and get the food that they need. So what we do is we have open food distributions every morning from 9:30 to noon, except Wednesday, and individuals who need food can come into our hub and receive a very wide assortment of food. Our focus is fresh and healthy, so they get milk, meat, eggs, cheese, at least 8 different kinds of produce, deli salads, cheeses. We always have bread, and they leave with about 80 pounds of food that's valued between $150 and $200.
Wow, that's amazing. You must have a lot of great stories about how lives and families have been impacted.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we go from this dear young family that came in and was so nervous to be there because they've never needed help, and then the wife just candidly shared, you know, my husband's hours just got cut at work a little bit, and we have young kids, and we didn't know what to do, and we immediately said, hey, listen, come to us. We'd be happy to help you with your food. We also have the largest free clothing bank, so, you know, we encourage them to take advantage of that, too.
And with winter coming, I understand you also provide shelter for those in need.
Absolutely, absolutely. We run the emergency winter shelter for homeless women and children. We do that at St. Mary's Catholic Church, which is downtown. And we run that from December to April every single night of the week from 7 p.m. till 8 in the morning.
Wow.
The goal is to provide, you know, a warm, safe place for these women to come. And my two amazing social workers who run that program work with them to link them with services to get them off the streets and into permanent housing.
Now, I know you have a really small staff, but you have hundreds of volunteers, and I'm imagining our listeners could join in and help.
Absolutely. Actually, we only have a small team of 7, but we use 6 to 8 volunteers in food, 2 to 3 in intake, and 6 to 8 in clothing every single day. So
wow.
Please, 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 do you need something fun to do? We need you. Call us.
And so folks can go online and get all the information they need?
Absolutely. On our website, there's a whole section for volunteers, and I'm actually the point person. So feel free to send me an email or call, but we're very interested in volunteers.
LancasterFoodHub.org is the place. Go find out what they're doing. You guys are the biggest provider of food in Lancaster?
Yes. Last year, we served over 30,000 individuals through our food and over 11,000 in our clothing bank. And, you know, it's sad to say, but we're actually tracking about 10% higher this year. You know, the good news is we're here to help them, and we're fully committed to meeting that need. But the numbers keep growing.
Help fill the need. Join in. LancasterFoodHub.org is the place to get all the info. Get in touch with Gail. Gail, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Mercy Me, back to the music. This